Music at the Museum is a new concert series that we created at the Illinois State Museum in an effort to make use of this fabulous facility right here in Springfield, Illinois. So it is a once-a-month concert featuring a wide range of acoustic and roots music, anything from blues to folk to gospel, even jazz from time to time. We use the 200-seat auditorium at the basement of the Illinois State Museum to hold these events. We have been doing this series since last June, and so far we are having a wonderful response to it, and have just gotten the word that we are approved to go on through the end of 2019 at this point.
And so you're here to talk about the upcoming 2018 season, but before we get into that, there's still an upcoming show this Thursday, actually, for December. Tell us who's coming to town.
This Thursday we'll be featuring an outstanding bluegrass guitar player named Eric Lambert. He is from the greater Chicago area. He'll be performing along with a mandolin player, and Eric is an award-winning musician. He has won the Chicago Folk Artist of the Year Award and has toured around the world, both as a soloist and as a backup player for other folks. He is an amazing guitar player, and folks that like bluegrass and acoustic folk will love this show.
Well, I've got me a date with Botticelli's niece. She promised she'd be right there beside me.
So for those who are interested in going to the show on Thursday, the time and location, remind us again for that upcoming one.
That show will be this Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. It's at the Illinois State Museum, which I believe is 502 East Spring Street here in Springfield. And tickets are $10 for non-museum members, $8 for museum members, and $8 for kids under 12.
And you have a website that's pretty easy to remember as far as people keeping abreast of the upcoming shows as well. Remind us that website.
You bet. The website is museumconcerts.com.
Pretty simple. So as far as the upcoming season, maybe we can get into the first few months and who will be coming to town. So January, for instance.
Well, on January, I'll actually be performing as the guest artist along with a world-class percussionist from Champaign, Illinois, Rocky Moffitt. We'll be doing a show that I have recently been touring called Oh Freedom, and it is 11 of the pivotal songs of the Civil Rights Movement, along with some historical narrative about the history of the songs and the music and how they interplayed into that movement. And this will be our way of celebrating and tipping the hat to Martin Luther King Day.
Now the only chains that we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. I got my hand on a freedom plow.
And then for February...
Coming up in February, we've got a gentleman that a lot of folks should know, Michael Jonathan. He is the host of the Woodsongs Radio Hour, which is syndicated around the world as a live performance radio show. And also, they're doing a public television version of this show as well. I believe he may be broadcast in Springfield, although I'm not entirely sure. He does a wide range of great acoustic music. Anything from folk to contemporary folk and to original music of his own.
So hush, little baby, now, don't you cry.
On March the 8th, we've got an amazing act. I was at the Folk Alliance Midwest Conference and saw most of these acts there, and this group called the Match Sellers is outstanding. They combine old-time music with original songs, and they have an incredibly funny stage presence. This is one of the acts I was really excited to get. It should be a wonderful show.
Smoked out all night. Oh, Betty Sue, I don't want.
This is NPR Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell speaking with Chris Villillo. We're talking about a museum concert series at the Illinois State Museum that he has been organizing. As far as finding the right roots or folk music, a good fit for town. I'm sure it has to do with touring acts and when they're, you know, touring and all. But how do you find these acts?
Well, actually, you hit the nail on the head. We actually designed this series to be a great routing gig for touring artists that are going to be playing in Chicago or St. Louis or Indianapolis. Well, they can pick up a Thursday night show and cover their travel expenses. It's a concert venue, which is a wonderful performance experience from a performer's point of view. And then the idea above and beyond that is to pick up a wide range of primarily acoustic music because of our technical limitations, but music that reflects the heritage of the region. We don't stick only to traditionalists by any stretch of the imagination, but we're covering a wide range of genres, folk, bluegrass, blues, ethnic musics of different sort. We're even going to stray in a little bit into classical music with a duo this fall called the OK Factor. Two young girls that play, normally I'd say fiddle here, but she actually does play violin, and her partner who plays cello, and they write original music in a classical and folk mixed vein, and it is phenomenal. Just amazing, amazing musicians, and a great opportunity to bring them into Springfield.
I'm Rachel Otwell. I've been speaking with Chris Villalo. He's with Music at the Museum, the Illinois State Museum in Springfield, that is. There's an upcoming show this Thursday night. And again, Chris, remind us who that will be.
This coming Thursday, it is Eric Lambert. Every second Thursday of the month, we always have a concert there and hope that you can join us.
For more information, you can go to nprillinois.org and we'll link you. The website is
museumconcerts.com.
Since they have overtaken me.